Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, what should you do if your employer doesn't offer a retirement plan? A listener named Tiffany called in with this question.
Hello, Money Girl. My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling with a question. My question is, if you already have an IRA and your company does not offer a 401k, what's the next best way to start saving for retirement? Thank you.
Thanks for the question, Tiffany. Because your employer doesn't offer a retirement plan, putting money away into an IRA is a smart thing to do, especially if you're eligible for a Roth, which is tax-free, or tax-deductible contributions to a traditional IRA. It's smart to make use of these tax-advantaged ways to invest for retirement. Now, in your case, Tiffany, it sounds like you're already contributing the maximum to an IRA, which is great. So where should you look next? Beyond a tax-advantaged IRA, you'll want to save and invest through a regular brokerage account. While you won't get the tax advantages you get with a 401k or IRA, you'll have a wide range of investment choices available to you, and you can still invest in a tax-efficient way. Before beginning to invest with a brokerage account, be sure to first put away at least 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses in an emergency fund. Also, consider your other financial goals and how your retirement plan fits into the bigger picture. You may need to balance saving for retirement with other goals, such as saving for a down payment on a house. When investing, it's important to keep your eye on the prize. Saving on taxes is important, but it isn't everything. That said, one type of investment that's pretty tax efficient is index funds. Index funds track a particular market index, such as the S&P 500, which consists of the stock of 500 large companies. With an index fund, the fund manager simply buys and holds the same stocks that are in the index. The management fees are usually extremely low, and because the manager doesn't do a lot of trading, the taxable gains distributed to shareholders are typically much smaller than what you'd experience with an actively managed fund. You actually don't get a bad tax deal when investing outside of a tax-advantaged IRA or 401k. In a regular brokerage account, you'll pay tax on dividends, but many stocks don't pay dividends at all. And as long as you hold a stock or mutual fund for more than a year, you'll pay capital gains at the relatively low rate of 15% when you sell. And here's one last tip. No matter what type of account you use to save for retirement, put your contributions on autopilot. Decide how much you want to save and invest each month. A good target is 10% of what you earn. Have this amount automatically transferred into your retirement account. You can set it up so that the money is used to automatically buy shares of a particular mutual fund. You'll be surprised by how quickly those small regular contributions can add up. In next week's episode, I'll be answering some more of your questions about investing for retirement. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Oh, and I'd really appreciate it if you took a moment to post a review at iTunes. Send your questions or comments to money@qdnow.com or call them into my voicemail line. 877-6-RICHER. Thanks for listening.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.